Today on this Monday of Holy Week, we always have this very touching reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, the first 11 verses. And when we look at this Gospel, we see that it occurred just 6 days before the Lord's death, 6 days before Passover. Jesus came to Bethany. Bethany is a small village 2 miles from Jerusalem. It was the place where Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, the two sisters and the brother, had a home. They were some of the Lord's closest friends. The Lord would often visit them every time he was in the Jerusalem area. If you did not live in Jerusalem at night, you had to leave the city and go elsewhere. You could not stay inside the city walls at night. And so people would go across and maybe sleep or pray at the Garden of Gethsemane or on the Mount of Olives. Jesus would often go to Bethany. If you go there today, there's a beautiful church built over the house of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. I had the privilege of saying Mass in that chapel, in that beautiful church built over the home of some of the Lord's closest friends. And the Lord, of course, knew his death was approaching, so he wanted to be around his friends. Yes, Jesus is truly God, but he's also truly man, with a human heart, with human emotions. And he knew that his death was coming, so he wanted to spend time with his friends. And they had a dinner for him. And notice, Martha was serving. Martha is always serving. That was her gift. And Mary, always sitting at the Lord's feet. And Lazarus was at the table, being waited upon by Martha. And notice that Lazarus had been raised from the dead. Imagine that, eating with a man who had formerly been dead. But Jesus was with him, and they were rejoicing and enjoying their friendship. And notice what Mary, the sister of Martha, does. She takes a pound of costly ointment. It says made of pure aromatic nard. It was very valuable. And it was very, of course, fragrant, and she poured it over the Lord's feet. As Bishop Sheen says, she just broke it open, and she gave 100%. As St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. And that's what Mary was, a cheerful giver. She just broke it and gave it completely to the Lord. As Bishop Sheen says, we would have poured it out little by little to show just how valuable it was. But Mary just broke it open, and the fragrance filled the entire house. And then she dried the Lord's feet with her hair. Now notice that this is a different anointing than what occurred at the beginning of the Lord's public ministry when he was at the house of Simon the Pharisee. On that occasion, a woman of ill repute came into the house and again anointed the Lord's feet with oil and wept tears, washing the Lord's feet, drying them with her hair. That was 3 years before this, and that was at the start of the Lord's public ministry. And now, just a few days before his death, the Lord is anointed again, this time by a dear friend, by Martha's sister Mary. And it was an act of kindness, an act of Eastern hospitality. But also, Jesus says, it prepared his body for death. Because the Lord knew that there would not be enough time to do all the burial anointments before the Lord was placed in the tomb. But this would satisfy. This would be the anointing that would prepare his body for burial. And of course, after she does this, there is one of the apostles that complains, and that was Judas the Iscariot. And Judas says, why didn't she sell this and give the money to the poor? It's worth 300 days' wages, or 300 silver coins. Imagine that. Judas would eventually sell Jesus for just a fraction, for just 10% of the value of this perfume. He would sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, and yet this ointment was worth 300 pieces of silver. That's why he's so upset. And John, who wrote this, who was a close associate with Judas for 3 years, said Judas was not concerned about the poor. Judas was a thief, and he used to steal the money from the apostolic purse. He was the treasurer of the apostles. And the Lord, of course, sees Judas's heart and hypocrisy and says to him, "Let her alone. This was done to prepare my body for burial. You will always have the poor, and you can always do good for them, but you will not always have me." So it was an act of love that this woman did, and Jesus accepted that. And of course, the gospel ends by saying that people, the Jewish crowds would come to catch a glimpse of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, who was a curiosity piece because he had been raised from the dead. In the interesting line, it says the chief priest planned on killing Lazarus as well, because so many people were converting to following Christ because of Lazarus being raised from the dead. So poor Lazarus, he already died once, was in the tomb 4 days, and now people are plotting to kill him again, the poor guy. But Lazarus was a real life miracle, and the Lord had raised him from the dead, and he was truly a witness to the divine power of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what we see in this gospel is the friendship that Jesus had with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And all of us are called to be close friends of Jesus. We visit him in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle. That is his Bethany, where Jesus resides. St. Jose Maria Escriva called the tabernacle Bethany, because that's where Jesus is, and we go to visit him and spend time with him and his friends. And then we see the beautiful gift of Mary, this complete gift of the anointment. And then we see Judas's hypocrisy. As again Bishop Sheen said, Judas was the kind of person who knew the cost of everything and the value of nothing. He cared too much about his greed and his avarice, and he just wanted more money to steal from the apostolic purse. And so today, as we continue with this Holy Mass, let's pray that we too may every day grow in friendship with our Lord Jesus Christ, to visit him often in the tabernacle, to genuflect, to spend time with him, and to truly become one of his closest friends.